So allow yourself to receive your divine assurance. So the divine assurance, we want to remember that we're growing in a quantum experience. So how that works is remembering that everything's a hologram, and everything that you could possibly acquire, possibly attain, possibly coincide with, it's already there. It's like they're in the field waiting for you to consent to, waiting for you to agree with, waiting for you to form a bond, form an association. So allow yourself to, they're saying grow, but how would I explain this? So we're growing like exponentially beyond our past, beyond our programming, beyond like how we received ourselves. So just imagine, it's like I receive myself in a certain coordinate. So when we go beyond that, when we advance, it's how would I say this? It's anything is possible. Anything truly is possible, because as you will receive it, as you will align with it, as you will pay due association, meaning align with it, show yourself in ready status, you appear always, meaning that you're in, there are many multiple realities that you can show up in quite generously, quite easily. So it just requires a brushstroke. That brushstroke is tuning in, saying yes, acquiring your higher glance, acquiring your good favor, acquiring yourself at last. So when they're saying yourself, again, they're meaning our higher self. They're meaning our like total complete picture, our total complete essence. In other words, who we are in our grand display, in our grand design, in our grand approach. So when they're saying all this like grand, you understand that we're accentuating higher. We're expanding into our true nature. We're going beyond. I just keep wanting to say like going beyond the page. And the idea is we've been so cramped, you know, on our page. We've been so cramped, like pay attention to this. You know, our ego's like focus on that, worry about this. And so we all have like all of this like unconscious tension that we hold in and we've been entrusted with. In other words, we think we need to stay with it. We think we need to monitor it. It's sort of like, you know, hold on to my handbag, I'll be right back. It's like, okay, let me hold on to your handbag. So the ego basically says, hold on to my suffering. And we're like, okay, well, hold on to the suffering. And we never let go. We never gave our permission to let go and to resume our trusted favor. So our trusted favor is who we are in our highest approach. It's who we were in the beginning before we touched down, before we learned like the earth rules, so to speak. So allow yourself to travel back with love's assurance, meaning that you exist beyond your limited consciousness. You exist beyond this limited state, as you will permit your lovely transfer to occur with ease. Meaning, so you want to remember, it's like here you are checking yourself out, but there's like another version of you. Just think of it like a quantum leap. And so we want to remember time is not linear, it bends. So it's like you can see it from over the hilltop, from over afar, but as you tune into it, as you acquire the good taste, meaning like feeling it, aligning with it, believing in it, in fact, we bring forth a good manifestation, we bring forth a good relevance, we bring forth the good heavenly exchange. So allow yourselves to travel in earnest, meaning that we're traveling beyond time. For some of us, we go into meditations and we open up to higher awarenesses. For others, it may not be like a formal meditation. It may just be sitting there looking at a lake, looking at a landscape, or taking a little break where you relax the mind. The important part is that we're relaxing our mind. Our mind is just sort of regurgitating the past. Worry about this, worry about that. Did you remember to worry about the other thing? Like it just kind of goes on and on and on. So the reason they're saying that is, how would I say that? It's just like a system that just keeps on going. It's like the Energizer Bunny. It just never ends. And so we're not trying to change all of the pieces. We're not trying to take it all apart. What we're really doing is attending to ourselves ahead. In other words, we're going beyond what we've been accustomed to. We're going beyond and receiving our trusted relief. So we want to understand that this is available to all of us now, as we will entitle ourselves, as we will branch out, as we will go beyond, as we will travel with. And so we're traveling with our higher self. We're traveling with our soul. We're traveling with our higher circumstance, our very best. So we just said higher circumstance. The energy that just ran through me is so exhilarating. It's so brilliant. It's so beautiful. It's so delightful. It's so gorgeous. It's so, what would be the word? Like refreshing. The only way I can explain this is like refreshing. Like just imagine you're, my age, you know, almost 60. And you're thinking, oh, to be young again or whatever. So we don't need to be physically young, but what we're learning to do is to be young in consciousness, and that it's like we're exploring, or we're going beyond the normal attendance. So anything that, you know, let's see what the fighting's going on today, whether it's fighting in the battlefield or fighting in political offices or fighting in your family of origin. It's the same energy. It's the same energy. So we want to remember, it's not really about solving one particular problem as much as it is like going off the page, meaning leaving the consciousness of the past. So it's the paradigm of the fear and control and separation and guilt. And so all of these energies that have just kept us trapped inside, we want to remember all of that is a false illusion, and that we have steady relief. So the steady relief is now present. In other words, it's happening now. It's upon us now, as we will experiment. So the experimentation is allowing ourselves to have a heart. Having a heart is, I know I've been tuning downward. I know I've been following the past. But I love myself enough, I love God enough, I love truth enough to go exploring, to try myself out in a new way. So anything where we're going beyond, we're trying something out new, we're attending to the past not, but looking to the sunshine, looking to new exposure, looking to new sequencing, looking to new abundance, looking to new presentation, looking to new establishment. Anytime that we say yes, anytime we look to graduate, anytime we go beyond our higher self, our guides, it's like anything that we do, they can match it and then some, if we will only try, if we will only begin. So remember, it's all here, as we will decide, as we will discover, as we will discern, as we will advance, as we will say so, as we will come and experiment, come and try. So anything where we try ourselves out anew, normally I stay conservative, normally I don't say anything, normally I'm staying in the back and I'm shy, normally I turn around, but you're gonna start feeling, so any kind of situations like that, you're going to start feeling sideways. In other words, you're going to feel that there's a generous reach. You're going to feel that there's an energy that you can soon to trust. Because we want to remember, everything is frequency. Everything is energy. So we're not just following the mind. We're connecting the mind to the heart. Because it's only by following the heart, it's only by listening to higher wisdom, that we're all set to explode, that we're all set to dance. So allow yourselves to receive the gifts within. So receiving the gifts within is allowing that energetic cycle, that energetic approach, that energetic movement at last. And so the more that we can feel it generously happening. And so it's really the intention. It's really the desire. It's like, oh gosh, if I can let go of the consciousness of war and help heal myself, help heal others, well, like, of course, you know, put me in, include me. So this is where we're no longer lost. It's so important we receive this right now, that we're no longer lost, meaning that we may be in the process of developing our new lifestyle, but this is the point. We're not waiting outside. We're not banging on the door to get in. We've already been let in, and we're looking all around. So the more that you can feel that, the more you can adjust to that, we're already in the new consciousness. We're already in the new broadcast. And it's sort of like we're looking around, we're trying it out, we're testing it out to see, you know, if we can, and just really discovering the new associations of love. Because remember, it's a heart-centered consciousness that we are soon to be like totally absorbed with. So remember, leaping off the page, moving into a new consent, moving into a new broadcast. And anytime we say yes, anytime we have just that little tiny bit of willingness, it's like all over us. It's all served to us. It's all for us, as we will delight, as we will consent, as we will find ourselves to be most attractive. So everyone's physically attractive, of course, but what they mean is attractive in your light. So allow yourselves to receive that light. Allow yourselves to receive your destiny. So that destiny is holding that light, allowing that light to affect what you focus on, what you stay close to, what you see. Because remember, the heart is teaching us most. So our physical eyes, we may have a knee-jerk judgment, but the heart's like, you know, there's a higher way to look at that now. There's a higher way to see. So we're permitting that. We're allowing that full exposure at last. So receive your heavenly treasures, receive your heavenly gifts, and receive yourself anew. Anew is remembering we're creating anew. We do not have to stay with the old personality that was created. Remember, that personality is not our true self. It was created by prior circumstances. So that's where we're taking that leap of faith. That's where we're standing out and asserting our higher exposure. So allow yourselves to receive at last. And so when they're saying receive, it's almost like they're giving us like an extra cookie, like double dosing. it's just so, what would be the word? So loving, so generous, so kind. It's like the universe is love. God is love. And we're so not used to that. We're so used to being on guard. You know, I'll believe it when I see it. Let me read the fine print. So we want to remember that, because each of us has a place of avoidance in receiving that God energy and receiving love and receiving light. So the more that we can kind of notice it and become sensitive to it, we can just drop it. Simple as that. So receive, receive, receive your highest approach now. Oh gosh, when they just said highest approach, I feel like people were being extended, like, here you go. Here's a little bit more height. So when I'm doing that, the energy that's riding through me is just fantastic. So beautiful. So it is. Receive, receive, receive.